Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Bank. From the banks of the Ohio River in Evansville, Indiana, this is Red Blue Hoops with fanatical Red host Chad Payton and obsessive Blue host Evan Beck.
Welcome, everyone, to the fifth season of Red Blue Hoops here on WNIN 88.3 and live streaming on WNIN.org. Also live on Facebook Live, WNIN, and I think we're also on Twitter, Periscope. Is that right?
That's right.
I'm Evan Beck, your voice for the greatest tradition of Kentucky basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats. And joining me again tonight for the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers is Chad Payton. Chad, welcome to tonight's show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here. We are something. I don't know what we are right now as a Hoosier nation, but we are something. We do have five banners, so that's something to start with.
We have eight.
Good for you, Walker.
Wow,
good
Walker talking trash right out of the gate.
Hey, I was waiting for Maria to say it's time for tool time. Do you remember that show, Home Improvement?
She's too young. Like, yeah. She's way too young.
Yeah, okay.
You have something to be proud of. There's a lot of Indiana fans here tonight, even though you guys are 500.
There are.
That's something to be proud of.
There's some that are incognito, too. They're among you guys. You don't realize it.
We got Wayne dressed in black over here. Everybody remember? Yeah. He's in mourning.
It's like a funeral around
So
here.
A little bit of quick housekeeping, folks. We're not taking any phone calls. We're taking live questions and comments in the restaurant, Bar Louie, here tonight. And Bar Louie, thanks for being the spot for our live remote.
Yep.
If you have question or comment or discussion point, you're welcome to come up to this microphone next to intern Walker here. Or if you're a little bit more shy, we have some paper and pen. You can write a question, give it to Walker, and we'll get it done that way.
Yep.
All right? Again, we're on WNIN 88.3 live streaming, WNIN.org, and live on Facebook Live, WNIN. So, Chad, let's talk about some basketball. How about that?
Let's do it.
You guys, last weekend, rough day on Saturday in Minnesota. Is that right?
Yeah, so we played Minnesota. We lost 84-63. And for those of you that can remember, 1994, an IU coached Bob Knight team went to Minnesota and lost by 50. So it wasn't quite as bad as that, but it was a pretty listless performance. It was our 10th loss in 11 games, which is unprecedented from how we started. And I thought this was interesting. So every road game with Indiana basketball, the Alumni Association for that city will have a breakfast or lunch or dinner, depending on the time of the game. And the one in Minnesota was canceled for low attendance.
How about that? By
Indiana Alumni Association.
Wow. That's has that ever happened before, to your knowledge?
I don't think so. That's pretty interesting. Yep. So, but I would say the only positive from that game, Race Thompson, for IU fans, they know about him a little bit. He's been he's been hurt, not playing. Archie hasn't talked much about him. He says he may come back, and then he did play against Minnesota and played well. So, I mean, that's a positive from that game. Outside of that, it was pretty limited. And coming to the show tonight, I was talking to my dad earlier, and he said, what are we going to talk about tonight? And it's a little rough, but
– Chad's dad over here, Brad.
That's Brad right there.
And if you remember, not long ago, Brad was
– 3 weeks ago, actually.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Glad to see you out here tonight, Brad.
But he made a good point. He said that if we can deal with all the banners that we hung up and all the good, we have to deal with the bad, unfortunately. And now we're at a low point, but we're all fans, and – I'm happy to see all the Hoosier fans. Alan from Bird's Eye came out here.
The worst
about
was
that?
Cutting the nets against Ohio after losing against Ohio State.
Yeah, but there's a story behind that. IU came from the doldrums, and we won a Big Ten title. So we had to appreciate something at that point. So, but we can move on from Minnesota. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I was going to tell you, as you know, I do all my homework for the show. I watch all the Indiana games.
Yep.
So we were in Nashville last weekend, and we had lunch before the Indiana tip-off. And about 14 people, they all dispersed, and I was by myself, and I stayed in a bar solo to watch your Hoosiers, that performance against the Gophers. It was rough, dude.
It was rough. Pretty listless, but we appreciate that support. from wherever.
We got a question already. What's the status here?
All right, so this is from Joe Wells.
Joe Wells.
Where's Joe at? All right,
UK Mama Joe,
fan, UK fan here, and her question is, what is Joe B. Hall doing these days?
Joe B. Hall. Well, Joe B. is still attending all of the Kentucky home games. He still gets down there. I think he drives in from, I think, Cynthiana. Joe B., Keith Bratton may be able to help me here on his age, 90-ish.
Yeah, I think it is around 90.
Yeah. Still a sharp mind, always a gentleman, obviously. And if you remember, Joe B. is the gentleman coach that your Bob Knight slapped in the back of the head in 1974. But
you always bring that up.
Yeah, Joe B. still gets to rep to all the games. Great question, Mama Joe. Thanks for being here tonight.
How many national titles did he win? One in 77 with them?
He won one in 78.
78.
Yep. He was also the coach of the 75 Kentucky Wildcats that beat the undefeated Hoosiers in the regional finals in Dayton, 1975.
Okay.
The unique thing about Kentucky, glad you brought that up, this is something that Zach Martin and I had a contention against each other several years ago. Kentucky's the only program in the nation that's had more than two coaches win national titles. We've had five coaches win national titles, which means our program's bigger than the coach. Where you guys depended on one guy to win three.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you've been basically irrelevant.
You had Branch McCracken win two. So I would
say. I understand. Going back to the 50s, let's talk about modern basketball.
It still counts. Still counts.
It does count. I'm just saying it's our diversification, having five different coaches win national titles.
You have a consistent
shows
program.
Shows how deep our program is over
its
history.
Yeah, you guys have a good program. No doubt about it.
So real quick, where's old John Lamb? Here we go. John Lamb, come on up here to the front, if you don't mind. John Lamb, he's had so many promotions, I don't even know what his title is anymore at German American Bank, but he's the big man on campus is what I call him. John Lamb is also the all-time leading scorer in morning YMCA basketball. Now, a lot of that was because back when I still played, I got all the rebounds and passed the ball to him. But
he passed it to you?
Yeah, he made me. He's the shooter.
Okay.
Not that shooter. But anyway, John Lamb, again, German American Bank has been our primary sponsor the last two seasons. Our swag that we got on here tonight, German American Bank.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to give John a quick opportunity to make a few comments and maybe have a Kentucky comment too.
Absolutely. John? Well, thank you guys. On behalf of German American, I want to thank Chad, you and Evan especially, for putting this show on for six.
This is our fifth year.
Fifth year.
Yep.
And I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, as well as all the listeners that we have out. We're very, very glad to be associated with the program. I do have a little bit of a concern going into season six because the backbone of the program, the intern, Walker Beck.
Ooh, oh, that's right.
Is going to be moving on to Murray State University.
That's right.
Yep.
So
we might have to go with Jim Godsey again. I don't know. It's going to be a big-time interview process for that.
We are. We're going to take applications for the intern.
I don't think he's technically qualified for that job.
He lied on his resume? Yeah. We need to check that out?
Yep. Okay.
But just a quick plug. For 2 weeks, we have the OVC tournament here in Evansville.
Yep.
Great event. We're very lucky to have it here. Murray State has a top-five draft pick.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
John Morant. So hopefully everyone will come out and support the tournament. It's a great thing for our community.
Yes, sir. Thanks, John. Yeah. Appreciate it very
much. Thank
you, John. John Lamb and our friends at German American Bank, we could not do this show without their support.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
So, again, yeah, next year we're going to have a little gap in the team here with Walker not being in town. So we're going to put together a game plan, Chad, about how we're going to fill that gap. And you're asking me, should it be Kentucky or Indiana? And I've got an answer to that question. I think it should be a Kentucky-flavored person because I'm in enemy territory here. Right?
I'm okay with that.
All right, you're a good
if
man.
If you're soft like that and you need some help, I get it.
So since last week, two key knee injuries. Reed Travis, Tuesday night in Missouri.
What's the status on that?
Thankfully, sprained knee, MRI came back negative. Expected to be out 10 to 14 days. Walker?
They want to try to get him back for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Next Saturday.
Which is next Saturday.
So I saw a tweet from one of your fans, and I can't think of who it was, but she was basically like, if he's out, the season's over. I didn't think that, but what would your opinion be if he couldn't play?
He's a big part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously his experience.
Sure.
Being a graduate transfer from Stanford, two-time Pac-10, you know, all Pac-10 team player.
Sure.
So that experience is key. He's more of a physical type guy, 6'8", 6'7", doesn't have a lot of explosion, but a savvy basketball
player. What
kind
of numbers? Is he about a 12-6 guy?
I think more than 6 rebounds per game, I would say. Probably 8 or 9.
Does anybody have any cheaters in the house? I can't see these numbers real well, but Reed Travis is 11-7. 11-7. Thanks, Adolphy. Appreciate it.
Oh, he brought some cheaters up here.
He did.
Nice. Thank
you. So behind him, it's an opportunity, though, for Nick Richards and E.J. Montgomery to get some more experience as we head into the postseason.
Yeah. And Richards has been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Both of them actually have
been,
right?
Both of them have been playing well.
And luckily, both these next two games are at home. So
yeah, that's right.
No road environment.
But speaking of Tennessee, we hosted Tennessee last Saturday night after you guys lost to Minnesota. It was game day again.
It was.
In Lexington. Twice in the same month, which is unusual for ESPN to do that. But game day was at Memorial Coliseum due to a conflict in rep that morning. Memorial was where Kentucky played prior to Rupp Arena opening in 1976, I think. Great atmosphere. Little State Farm contest they have for the half-court shot.
I saw that.
Kentucky fans have never completed the half-court shot this year. We hit it. The kid won $19,000. Dropped some foul language live on ESPN.
He did drop some bombs.
A little
excited.
Yeah, I saw
that. Yep.
We got the day kicked off in a great, you know, great atmosphere, right? So that carried over into the game. Third largest crowd in Rupp Arena history at the Tennessee game. Well, that will also go down in the record books because after the season, they're reducing the number of seats in Rupp. So that'll be forever the third largest crowd in Rupp history. But what did you think of Tennessee? Did you watch the Tennessee game?
I watched some of that. And my question to you would be, I thought it was a pretty fair statement. Tennessee had not played a high caliber squad statistically, KenPom. And since, like, early December. Did I read that right?
Well, they've won 19 straight coming into Lexington.
Yes, yes.
But I don't know exactly what all the numbers were in that 19-game stretch.
Well, I brought that up because a guy was like, it certainly looks like playing Kentucky was just a huge upgrade for them and they weren't ready to play.
I think a couple weeks ago, Chad, you saw them play at Vanderbilt and they almost lost. They should have lost if it wasn't for the bad call.
That's right.
On the hook and hold. But Kentucky rolled them Saturday night.
They did.
Rolled them.
They played Vanderbilt on Tuesday night as well, and Vanderbilt actually played them well again.
At
surprisingly.
Tennessee.
They scored 58 points, I think.
It was
going to keep doing that.
It's all right.
Funky game.
We can handle it.
But,
no, Kentucky showed that, you know, Tennessee was known as obviously the much more seasoned team in the SEC, brought back the entire squad from last year to come back this year. And this is a good thing for you guys to think about because Indiana fans always say that Kentucky doesn't do it right by the one-and-dones. Just because you're a junior or senior doesn't make you a better player. As an example, Tennessee, same players last year, their defensive efficiency was a lot higher last year than this year. Same kids, you're older.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, no.
But they were known as the freaking brute physical force in our conference, and Kentucky took the physicality right to them. And, man, Grant Williams, he struggled with P.J. Washington on Saturday night.
I heard there was a lot of fouls that weren't called for Tennessee, but, you know, that's what you get in corrupt arena sometimes.
I think the biggest part.
Corrupt arena. Chad.
Ooh,
dude.
Did I say that out loud?
That's like a Bob Knight comment.
I think another point, though, PJ kind of roughed up Grant Williams in the first half. Then they kind of switched. Grant went on to Reed, and then Reed just bullied over him in the second half.
Yeah.
How
Reed,
did Admiral Schofield do in that game?
17 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grant scored 16. I mean, he put up some decent numbers, but they were just – you could tell, outmatched.
You guys were
Hagen
in control
played
the
fantastic.
Whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our starters played really well, and our bench played well. And
that's a big-time win.
Big-time win. Ended up winning 86-69. So what about – okay, I mentioned Reed Travis' knee injury.
Yes.
Luckily, it's just a sprain. The other big news last night was Zion Williamson for Duke.
Did everybody see that
everybody
last
see
night?
The Zion
Williamson?
Yeah. So Louis Nike out.
Yeah.
So think about this, though, Zion, there's a lot of opinions out there. The wealth management group over here, like Keith and Gotsi and these guys, Zion made a bunch of money last night. Do you know how?
Yeah, because the shoe deal, people are going to be feeling like we need to take care of this guy.
So he's wearing Nikes last night because Duke's a Nike school. So the shoe completely disintegrates. So Nike, when he goes out and signs the shoe contract, Nike's going to bring the bank to keep him, right? Because – Adidas and Puma and Under Armour, all these other squads come after him. So I bet he added maybe double a shoe contract.
Did you hear what Adidas' new tagline is?
I know what their old tagline is, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, their new one is, we may cheat, but we make good shoes.
Oh. So, I mean, you're an Adidas school,
that's
dude.
That's right.
Holy moly.
How about that?
They came out with Zion's, like, odds for, like, which shoe he would contract
that's
with.
Hilarious.
And I think now it's Adidas as a favorite.
No kidding. Well, I mean.
Really? For Zion? Oh, well.
It was a
bad situation.
It was.
But, hey, okay, real quick, though. That game, North Carolina won by like 20?
88-72, but it was a 20-something point game.
But it really wasn't that well played of a game. Fast pace, but what was the three-point shooting, Walker, in that game?
10 for 59. But
10 for 59?
3 of 34 first half.
Awful basketball, if you think about it. I mean, the
59 threes taken.
Yeah, it's insane. And the pace was quick, but so people were starting to, you know, whine about Duke losing their best player, and their roster's depleted. They still have two top five draft picks without Zion. So I don't feel that sorry for them.
And they were playing at home. But, you know, it's tougher in an in-game scenario sometimes to when you lose a guy like that. You're not prepared for it. So and North Carolina was big. Roy Williams has some dudes. I didn't realize that. They had some big boys there that played well.
They did. Walker?
Jack White was brought into Duke to shoot threes. And right now he's missed 26 straight three-pointers.
0 for 26.
That's called a shooting yip.
That means Archie's probably looking to get him on the squad, probably. Is that right?
Oh man, you're – wow.
I'm not an Archie fan. I'll just be clear with everybody on this. But
for those that didn't hear our billboard that comes on, I don't know, 10 minutes before the show, 6 minutes before, Chad made a line about Archie that's legendary that we may have to play it again sometime. I don't know. I can't repeat it.
I basically said the season's been like a roller coaster that Archie's not tall enough to ride.
Wow. That's a – tell you what, we got 30 seconds for our first break. Real quick, thumbs up or down? Does Indiana make the tournament or not? Thumbs down.
Yes, they do. The Big Ten tournament.
I guess we got to define, though. You guys used to go to NIT. We're talking about the NCAA tournament.
They were still
in the first, like the second four out before the Purdue game.
They have opportunities still.
But they aren't taking them.
They're not.
Your net rating, the new ranking system, is 56. So
it's still in play.
If you went out, you can still make the tournament.
You just got to win out.
Ken Pom, you are 48.
That's right. 104 in offense.
You know how it's crazy? Both of our adjusted tempos in Ken Pom are like 232 and 250. Which is crazy.
That is interesting.
But you guys are ahead of us, but it seems you guys are scoring less than us, which is weird.
That is weird.
You know.
So. All right, folks. We're going to wrap up our first segment of Red Blue Hoops live here at Bar Louie, Evansville's East Side. We are not taking phone calls tonight for those that are at home dialing our number. We are live at Bar Louie. We'll be right back for our second segment. Go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers. Booyah.
Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Wealth Advisors. German American Wealth Advisors help accumulate and grow the wealth of individuals, families, and businesses with a mutual relationship based on trust and respect. Learn more at GermanAmerican.com.
At Bar Louie on Evansville's East Side. I'm Evan Beck, your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats, joined again tonight by Chad Payton as a voice for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Thanks for coming out, folks.
Again, we're live at Bar Louie. Thanks to the Bar Louie ownership and staff for their support tonight. Again, in-house keeping. You can come to the live mic for any questions or comments or do a little paper turn into Walker Beck. We've got Brian Meyer turning in some paper. Here we go.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. So we have, was Keon Brooks at the right place at the right time?
Oh, that was on my hot list here, Mr. Meyer. Keon Brooks, a longtime recruit out of Fort Wayne that was initially a Michigan State lean, then Indiana came in and has been in the driver's seat for probably 9 months.
He's been 75% to Indiana on 247 Sports for about 6 months now.
That changed.
What's it now?
46 Kentucky, 31 Indiana.
Well, no kid. Timeout. Okay, we've got to tell the story why, though. Oh. So he took an official visit to Lexington last year, but on his own accord, he took an unofficial visit, drove down from Fort Wayne to Lexington to see the real program take on Tennessee. He sat right behind the bench. It was not his father. It was whoever was with him was seen cheering for Kentucky during the game. So since then, the crystal ball has shifted a little bit. What's your feeling about this recruiting situation?
It's just bad to your point. It's bad, good timing for you guys.
Yes.
It's poor timing for IU. I feel like if Indiana was still 16-8 or something and heading to the tournament, and we look like a decent basketball team, we would have Keon. I would not think it's an issue. But now it's just completely changed.
He did sit with Dante Allen, which is a UK signee prospect coming in this year. That's who he sat with at the game.
Yeah, he sat right next to Dante Allen. Yep.
So the biggest recruiter for Indiana right now in that deal is Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah.
He's best friends with Keon Brooks. If he could bring that home, that would be huge. But I'll tell you what. I mean, I actually, at this point, I don't care. Like, if we get him, I love it, but I don't feel great about next year. I just don't.
Because you're losing Morgan.
Losing Morgan, losing Langford. We don't look like a great basketball team this year. So
what was that?
Yeah. Gotcha. Well,
that'd be a huge pickup for
you guys.
Another
thing for Keon Brooks I found out is that Kentucky's point guard recruit next year, Tyrese Maxey. I guess Keon and Tyrese have a good relationship as well. So that'll be interesting to watch as we continue this season. And I heard on local sports talk radio today, driving back from lunch, the local kid from Wright's,
Christian Lander.
I guess his father is fairly outspoken from what I heard on the radio today. And his father's been, I guess, quoted recently talking about the deficiencies of Indiana's program that have been exposed during the season. Again, that's coming from his father.
And I've also heard from people in the know on that he loves Indiana.
Yeah.
And he wants to go there. So hopefully that part can – because what is he, a sophomore this
year? Sophomore. He's class 2021, which I hear the Indiana class that year is fairly loaded at the guard position, in fact. What can fire down?
All right, so this is an Indiana question. So first we have, will Indiana win another game this season?
Yes, at home at against Rutgers.
All right, and then what do they need to change besides not shooting 5 for 25?
Hold on, say that last part again.
What would they have to change besides not shooting 5 for 25?
Yeah, so first off, how did we get here? I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, we were 12-2 and playing well, and Wayne and I and a couple other buddies, we went to the Romeo Langford announcement last April.
You went to that?
We were at Hornet's Nest, actually, for that.
Oh, okay.
And saw that. Now, I wasn't going to the announcement, but it was a big deal.
Oh, huge deal.
We got him, and I thought that this season would be a ton better. Unfortunately, it's not. To answer the first question, I agree with you. I think Rutgers is the only game that I would feel comfortable
and
about.
And hopefully for Juwan Morgan, I mean, great player for your program, senior day. He needs to go out with a home victory.
He does. That would be nice. So, and then as far as fixes to the team, you and I have talked about this. Romeo and Juwan and more two-man action would be a big one. Setting screens in the offense. You know how you get open normally? Somebody goes and sets a pick for you. You come off and
constant movement.
Constant movement would
weak
be good.
Shooter likes your comments so far. He's approving your comments.
I would say more Deron Davis too than Justin Smith, which Archie's kind of doing that.
But Deron's getting better in shape though.
He is.
He's growing per game.
Standing O's over here. I like it.
Coach Payton tonight.
And the last one, and this is the most important one, is just pray.
All right, everybody join.
Yeah.
A little Indiana Hoosier prayer.
It's like the dude in Hoosiers that's just sitting back there, and he's like, hey, we got to get ready for this game. And he finally gets up after his prayer. So
again, this is Red Blue Hoops on WNIN 88.3, live streaming WNIN.org, Facebook Live, WNIN, live at Bar Louie, Evansville's East Side. Great crowd tonight. Good mixture of Indiana, Kentucky fans. So long, everyone's getting along very nicely. Last week in Nashville, again, Allison led the CATS chant in the sports bar, and there was 14 of us Kentucky fans, and right next to us is 16 Tennessee fans. And the end closest to us, they were all nice, but I guess another Kentucky table further back, one of the ladies got into it hot with one of the guys at the Tennessee table to the point where security had to come out. It was getting pretty crazy. So
you weren't a part of that?
I was not part of any of it. I was not in aisle 11. What movie is that from, Jim? Come on, what movie is that from?
We got another question.
Mr. Mom!
We got another question here. Chad, This show seems to be all about Kentucky. Buck up. Help the Hoosiers out.
We've been talking a lot about it. We just had a whole coaching clinic about Indiana.
That? Zach?
Sally.
Sally?
Sally!
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Sally's known for that kind of stuff, man. I tell you. Hey, so real let's review the lunch bet real quick.
Let's review that. Yeah.
All right, for some of you in the crowd that don't know, Chad and I made a bet before the season started about how many losses Kentucky would have this year.
And I didn't even make that bet. You solicited that to me.
I did.
Like,
because
you're like, hey, here you go.
Because I knew you were undervaluing Kentucky's basketball team this season. So, as the bet was made, the break point is 5. If Kentucky loses 5 games or less, I win the bet. We're currently at 4 losses, okay? And we have our starter out with a knee injury.
Uh-huh.
For at least 2 weeks. So if Kentucky loses 6 or more, Chad wins. I take him to lunch, and we're going to choose our top caller of the year. I would say Allen from Bird's Eye is leading that right
now. He's got to get a shot at that, absolutely.
So let's get some crowd interaction here. With Kentucky's remaining schedule, do you think Kentucky's going to lose 2 more games? Regular season only. Will Kentucky lose 2 more games? Clap.
10% maybe.
Will Kentucky lose 1 more game?
A shocking how over here is
1. Yeah. Bill James over here.
Yeah.
Like that. So how do you personally feel about the bet?
I think it's going to be close. I think Tennessee's a tough game for you guys. I do think Tennessee wins that game.
But you think they're mentally rattled from our dominance and Rupp?
Man, that's a good team. I think at home they'll figure it out. But that, I don't know what else you guys have, but that's, you may not lose another game outside of that.
Okay, we've got, we're hosting Auburn this Saturday. Auburn's won 2 in a row.
They're a weird team.
They are a weird up and down team. Then we host Arkansas. I think we'll take care of Arkansas. And then let me get into my schedule here. Hold on 1 second. Got some data here. Real quick. Okay. Then at Tennessee, at Ole Miss. That's a good team coached by Herbert Davis, right?
Kermit Davis,
Middle Tennessee State. And then we got Florida at home. And Florida pulled a huge upset last night. They won at LSU.
I saw that. That is, man.
Big game for us.
It was. SEC tournament.
So now if we sneak down to Tennessee and beat them and somehow Tennessee beats LSU Saturday, we could win the conference championship.
You're actually pretty in decent shape on that bet.
But the Reed Travis injury concerned me when that happened because I thought he could have been out for the rest of the season. So, again, I'm sorry, Sally.
I'm just stating the facts.
Come to the microphone. No? Scared. All right.
Come on.
That's the lunch bet. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
Hey, let me read you some stats.
All right.
People are asking for IU stats here. I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to list some numbers here, and I'm curious if who knows what these are. Let me find them here first. 51, 46, 72, 52, and 46. Anybody guess what those numbers are?
Points scored.
That is the point scored by Indiana University, not on the road, at Assembly Hall in their last 5 games, and they've lost all 5. I didn't figure out the average, but that is probably in the low 50s.
Wow.
72 in
That's
there.
That's called a loss.
It's called a loss.
And like you said a minute ago, Ken Pom, your offensive efficiency is 104.
104.
And early in the season, it was like 40, 50-ish range.
So I've been giving Archie a tough time. So I figured here's what he's doing. They say he's known for the pack line defense, right? He's running the pack line offense.
What did you turn into, Johnny Comedian?
I don't know.
He's been working on this at home, hadn't he, Lisa? He's standing in the mirror telling jokes.
Lisa told me I had to be. I mean, we just have to laugh about it, right? Yes, sir. Oh my gosh!
We've got plenty in my house. If you want to come over, Chad.
That's out. That's fair. That's fair. I'll let me pull some.
We've had some Indiana fans reach out recently, wanting to convert, and some of them work with people in this room actually that are Indiana fans. Won't say who they are over the air, but anyway.
Okay.
Any more stats?
I will. I'm trying to be positive of it. Let's be positive. To Allen and just all IU fans, because like I'm trying to think of hope and what's going to happen now. Here's the thing. Archie is 29-28 through about 2 seasons.
Ooh.
And Indiana's going to miss our seventh tournament in 11 years.
Really?
We are. And I just don't know how much Indiana, the university, cares about basketball. I don't know if they do anymore or not. And the problem is that we're making record revenue. So if you're a businessman and your money's coming in,
right,
do you really care about your product sometime? I mean, as long as that – not about the product,
right,
but
right.
The money's coming in. So do you make a change? And that part scares me because I don't know.
I've seen some comments recently about that, about the whole Fred Glass issue.
Yes.
But then it starts with the leadership of the university, does it not?
Yes.
Because Fred Glass reports to the president.
He does.
The president reports to the Board of Trustees. So, in my opinion, there's been a lot of Indiana fan chatter lately about pressure on Fred Glass. I don't put it on Fred. I put it at the trustee level.
Yeah.
They've allowed this thing to erode too long.
Did you guys see what Fred Glass sent to the IU student ticket holders?
I did. That was a good move.
Good move.
Except for the fact that he could have been proactive and said something during the game.
Yeah, that was the criticism I heard. If he was so concerned, why not do it during the game versus, mm-hmm, what, 24 hours later?
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a weird situation. But so you're saying that on the brink of missing 7 out of 11 tournaments?
Yeah, I will say this, though, and it's try to spin something positive, right? There's a handful of examples. I listened to Gary Parrish. You know who he is? He had a podcast on.
Yeah, CBS guy, right?
Pretty decent. Yep. And he talked about IU's the classic type of team that if they're playing well, they've beaten some great teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When?
Could they?
You mean this season?
Yeah, this season.
Early the season?
Yes.
Yeah, they did. And Michigan State.
So could they figure something out and win 3 or 4 games in the Big Ten tournament and be the auto bid? It can happen. I mean, that's my.
The thing is, though, right now you're playing Wednesday night.
Yeah. So you got to win 5 games.
Five games.
Here's the thing. You know, again, I watch every one of your games, unlike you watching Kentucky. But it's the dramatic swing, like the Minnesota game, you guys look like zombies. Home against Purdue, the effort was there. I mean, a lot of energy by your guys the entire game. It was just unguided energy.
Well, that's what I know when the program's not where it needs to be, when people are commenting about, man, at least we played hard. I mean, really? You're getting paid. You're getting a scholarship.
You shouldn't have to talk. Yeah, that's right.
You play hard every game.
You shouldn't have to have that type of discussion at this point in time, especially in the big, right in the heart of the Big Ten season.
You want to talk on the mic?
No.
Playing your
me.
Biggest.
Oh my gosh.
This ain't me.
Oh boy.
Oh, Alan's like a.
I'll come to the mic.
Uh-oh. All right.
I think Alan's. Wait, he's a third segment guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
But so Ashton Hagans, Kentucky's freshman point guard, that again, some of my Kentucky friends at the beginning of the season. We're trashing a little bit.
Did you ever figure out who that one was that was
hammering? Yeah, I did. I figured it out. He'll pay for that later. But, you know, he's coming along this season. Typical Kyle Perry freshman guard, developing really nicely. He had a little bit of a slump last week. He played very poorly against LSU.
Waters caused some issues.
Yeah, Tremont Waters, yep. Defensive strategy. But rebounded really well against Tennessee. 7 assists, 1 turnover. Really played well against the Bone Kid from Tennessee, who's considered the best point guard in the SEC. But my point is, he was just named. He is a Naismith Defensive Player of the Year semifinalist.
Okay.
Which is fantastic because that's what we need. Defense.
He's a good player.
Defense.
And he plays hard.
Yeah, he does play hard. So hopefully he'll continue to grow as we head into the end of February and heading toward postseason play in March. Maria, can we go to our final break right now? You ready? You okay? You weren't ready for that, were you? Brian, the intern,
yeah,
you ready for
a
final break? All right, folks. Tell you what. We'll go to our last break. Be back for our last segment of Red Blue Hoops here live at Bar Louie. Go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers.
Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Bank. German American Bank offers checking accounts to help manage everyday life with mobile banking, mobile bill pay, mobile check deposit, and mobile pay people. Learn more at GermanAmerican.com. Support for Red Blue Hoops also comes from Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union, offering vertical checking plus ATM reimbursement. Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union. Everything we do for you. We'll be right back.
We're back on.
We continue live stream on WNIN.org.
Uh-oh.
We're on Facebook Live, WNIN. Here. Again, we are live at Bar Louie, Evansville's East Side. I'm Evan Becker, voice of Kentucky Wildcats. Joined again tonight by Chad Payton for the voice of the Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers.
We have a live microphone tonight, folks. We're going to Shooter, one of our regular callers. Shooter, go ahead.
Welcome to the part of the show where we call Shooter's rant.
Get up in there on the microphone, buddy.
If you're a real Indiana Hoosier fan, stand up. Make some noise. Okay.
I was already standing, so it wasn't that easy.
Chad, you're okay.
Here we go with this. What was once a great, mighty program has fallen to a mid-major. Even Wayne has agreed with me on this.
Yes.
You don't have to rub it in. Just take time.
Things that I want to be honest. Chad said we're keeping it real tonight. We've had three good teams in 15 years as a basketball program. Yeah. We've had three good teams. If you're Keon Brooks, do you really want to come to the porta potty that's turned into Indiana basketball? If you look at their offense right now, I mean, we can't score over 50 points at home. We've had five home losses in a row, and everyone's like, Dockich. Dan Dockich is telling the truth.
He is.
We absolutely do not run anything for Romeo Langford. The Romeo Langford five-star experiment is a failure. He stands in the corner. He stands around. He has the killer instinct of a kitten. So, that being said, everyone's like, next year, Shooter. Next year's not going to be any better. We have Trace Jackson Davis coming in and Amaron Franklin. We don't have any shooting coming in. You don't run an offense, Miller. The stuff that you ran at Dayton is not going to work in the Big Ten.
Shooter's rant, baby.
Everyone in the Big Ten has shooters and bigs. You can't play Morgan at the five. God forbid you put Langford at the small forward. Here is the problem with Indiana basketball. Everyone, I read Doyle's article, and they said Indiana's not talented. Crean didn't leave anything.
That's wrong.
Here's the thing. We have a lottery pick and an all-Big Ten senior. Danny Green's brother, a Mr. Colorado basketball who is 6'10", 260 pounds, Al Durham, and a kid with a 48-inch vertical who's 6'7". Chad's modern-day girls basketball team's offense could outscore this Indiana basketball team.
We could.
For the simple fact
that's
of
right.
Me and Chad could drive up to Bloomington today and run a double staggered screen for Romeo Langford with Justin Smith rolling to the basket for an easy dunk, and I have an IQ of 50, and I just figured out Indiana's offense.
Shooter!
Shooter's red!
So, being frustrated and being an Indiana fan, it's like, I don't want to be that guy and be on the Fire Archie Miller band, but he's in over his head, and it's obvious.
It's
you can't be 12
like.
And 2 on January 4th and be here at the end of February and be 13-13.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. The only tournament Indiana's qualifying for is the Big Ten tournament, and we haven't won two Big Ten tournament games in the entire time that I've been alive, and I'm 40 years old. Not only that, we haven't missed a tournament 3 years, and I looked this up. We haven't missed a tournament 3 years in a row in my entire life. When is the last time you haven't wrote Indiana on a bracket? In 40 years. Out of 3 years.
Okay.
Someone let me know.
Okay, take a breath.
You guys have a great time.
No, wait. In the spirit of being positive, bring it a little bit. Give me something positive.
I'm
going to
give you something
right
positive.
Now.
Hey, we're going to make drastic changes to the program. We're not going to start Justin Smith. Race Thompson's going to look good, and then we're not going to play him at all in the Purdue game.
Thank you, Shooter. That's not
Have a good night.
All right.
Shooter.
He had
again,
to put
it. One of our All-American callers stepping up. And I tell you what.
That was a good rant.
There's one thing you cannot deny about that situation right there is a passionate fan. Letting it all out. You know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I'd be the same way. No, I wouldn't even be here if I had your program. So I would have been fired.
This is from
saying something really bad.
Yeah.
This is from an Indiana fan, actually an alum.
Is that how many paragraphs is that?
You're
going to paraphrase it.
Yeah.
All right, so he's saying that it's hard to believe that anyone would support Fred Glass. The currently IU and football basketball coaches were all Fred Glass. You know, no real thought was given into those coaching positions. And the decisions were knee-jerk responses. As long as Fred Glass is AD, there will be no national championships, he says, at IU.
All right. Well, that continues that same thing we were discussing earlier about Fred Glass.
I would say that I think Archie will be back at IU next year, but his seat will be hot.
Very hot.
And if they don't produce next year, it's a package deal. Buy one, get one free. Fred Glass and Archie are gone.
Wow.
Yeah, you see that happen a lot, though, don't you? I mean – sometimes you get the AD and the basketball coach or football coach fired at the same time.
I think it may happen at Arkansas.
So,
but
I don't know.
On a more positive note, last week, John Morant, Murray State, that John Lamb mentioned earlier. Again, this kid's a sophomore, two-star recruit coming out of high school.
South Carolina.
What'd I say?
No, I'm just saying he's from South
Carolina. South Carolina, yeah. Two-star recruit coming out of high school. Sophomore at Murray State, projected top five draft pick. He's the best college player in Kentucky and Indiana combined of any universities playing in both states, which is amazing.
That is. That's a neat.
But he set the all-time OBC assist single-season record this past Saturday and still has four more games to go. The kid is amazing. He scored 20 or more points in 10 straight games.
Yeah.
And I think leads the nation in assists. Is that not correct?
Yeah, double-digit assist.
It's amazing.
Like 24-12 or 24-11, something
yeah,
like that.
Something,
yeah, yeah, he's a beast.
If you guys are true basketball fans, get down to the Ford Center when the OBC's in town and watch this kid play. And he's a great kid off the court as well. John Morant, Murray State Racer. So I've had some requests to get back on some Kentucky discussion.
Let's do it.
Be a little bit more positive. So Tyler Hero, freshman from Milwaukee. This kid has turned into what they call the Road Warrior. Interesting statistics here. Now, this kid originally committed to Wisconsin. And then he decided to reopen his recruitment, and he flipped his commitment to Kentucky.
Right.
Wisconsin hates Kentucky, maybe as bad as you guys hate us. So that really, I mean, again, being from Milwaukee.
Which Nigel Hayes was part of that recruiting process. They became buddies, didn't they, Hero and Hayes?
That Wisconsin fan base turned on that family. So his entire senior season in basketball, when he was on the road, everyone in the gyms were against this kid. What prepared him for playing on the road for Kentucky? Now, check this out, Chad. This is his home game statistics in Rupp Arena. He averages 12 points a game, shoots 43%, three-point percentage is only 35%, and free throws 88. That's his home arena.
Yeah, which is solid.
Now, on the road, he averages 16 points. That's 4 points more per game. His shooting goes up 9 percentage points to 52%. Three-point shooting goes up 8 percentage points to 43%. And his free throw shooting on the road, 100%.
Yep.
Road Warrior, true freshman. It's amazing.
Yep.
And he's not just a shooter, right? Playing really good defense.
13 boards against Tennessee,
yeah, 13,
right?
That's, you just took the words right. 13 boards against very physical.
I learn.
So check this out. For all of our basketball aficionados in the house, and there's a lot, like Keith Bratton, John Lamb, Tom Bailey, all these guys. So Cal Perry doesn't just track rebounds. He tracks your attempts to develop a rebound, all right?
Interesting.
And he wants you at 90% or above.
It's a hustle stat, dude.
It's just strictly, they watch the film. If there's a chance to rebound, if you don't make a move at that ball and try to get it, it's a zero, right? So Tyler has gone from, I think a month ago he was running about 53% on attempts of rebounds.
Yep.
To now he's running about 95%. So think about that development during the season for a true freshman.
He's a nice player.
And all of a sudden, guess what his draft stock is doing?
Well, I was going to bring that up. So, I guess talk real quick about your guys, folks that are potentially in the draft. Is there any updates on that?
You got Keldon Johnson for sure,
yep.
Lottery pick.
Yep.
You got P.J. Washington, who came back as a sophomore and has dramatically increased his stock
Stud.
In the NBA draft, playing
Stud.
Really well. He's now put his name in the hat for potential SEC Player of the Year. And this week on the broadcast, Jimmy Dykes was even throwing his name in as being potentially National Player of the Year. Obviously, he won't win that. Zion probably will. But P.J.'s playing really well.
Sure.
So outside of Keldon and P.J., then you start getting into the ifs. Potentially Ashton Hagans.
Sure.
Potentially Tyler Hero. So typical Kentucky team, we will not know what's going to happen until the season's over. They'll go to the NBA combine process, get all the data, get the feedback, come back, make a decision with the coaches and their family.
Do you think E.J. Montgomery tries it out too?
Oh, I think
they
just
got
like last
to lose
year,
on that, right?
They'll take every player to the combine that can come back because it does not cost any eligibility problems. And why not go through that process, get the feedback, you know what you need to work on like P.J. did last year, and guess what? It's paid off in spades for him. Alan from Bird's Eye, step to the microphone. It's all you, man.
Okay.
Get in there close now.
Let's –
Yep.
Step back and let's look at Keon.
Keon right. Brooks from
okay.
Fort Wayne.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everyone thinks all of a sudden he's going to UK. Now, here's my
I'm just
personal
concerned.
Of that. If your heart is not in wearing a Hoosier uniform, go ahead.
Sure.
I love the kid, would love to see him in Bloomington. But you know what? If you don't bleed that cream and crimson, and you want to be silly enough to have blue blood, hell, go ahead. It's
like
no big
it.
Deal to me.
I like it.
We yeah. have, you know, Indiana's a great recruiting state, tremendous talent base here.
Yeah.
And Kentucky has had a lot of success with some Indiana kids. As an example, Kyle Macy won a national title sure. from Indiana. Roger Harden was Kenny Walker's point guard, came from Valparaiso, was Mr. Basketball in the state of Indiana.
James
then we
Blackman,
had,
senior.
James Blackman played with Kenny Walker. We yeah. had Walter McCarty here from Evansville won a national
of,
title.
Yeah,
we had
yeah.
The 15 team, Trey Lyles. But also another national title winner from Indiana was Marcus Teague, was our point guard. So
Marcus Teague, yep.
We'll take the Indiana boys
but
and come
hey,
down and win
Chad,
titles.
Think about this. They got a bigger wallet than we got.
That's
baby.
Right.
We do.
That's Yours, true.
That's exactly right. You know why? Because you come to Kentucky, your draft stock goes up, you make a lot more money. That's exactly right.
Hey, and one other thing I want you to look into,
yep.
and this is no diss on anybody, I just want you to look into this and tell me next week on the show, what is the biggest high school gym you guys have in Kentucky?
I think it's
that's a good question.
I think it's
Mayfield or something
no,
like
it's,
that?
No, I think it's Graves County.
Marshall,
I think
Marshall.
It's
– Tiff, you
it's
played
not,
there, didn't
I,
you?
I want to say it's – no, I think there may be one in Corbin they built that's actually an arena similar to the Ford Center. I have not seen it, but just whatever. But
it's
I don't
dome.
Know the answer.
It's down in Mayfield, isn't it?
Interesting question. And we'll put that on the interns' to-do list for next week's show, we all think. Again, this is Red Blue Hoops live from Bar Lou and Evansville's East Side. I'm Evan Becker, voice of the Wildcats, Chad Payton, voice of the Hoosiers.
Hey, you mentioned talent in the state of Indiana.
A lot of it. A lot of it.
The the state of Indiana has the fourth most NBA players in the league.
There
so
you go.
That's a pretty interesting stat. So,
a lot of recruiting opportunity here.
Absolutely.
If you guys could secure your home borders, you'd be a lot better off.
Well, and Archie, one of the promises he said is he wanted to do that, and he has done that. So, now Keon Brooks would be a huge get if we could make that happen still.
Yep. So, back to the Purdue game, I was thinking – one thing that I came out of that game with that I didn't anticipate, I lost some respect for Matt Painter, Purdue's coach. You know why?
Why is that?
Carson Edwards. That kid shot how many times against you guys?
He was 4 for 24.
24 shots. Hit 4 of them. Tell you what, that kid would not be doing that on my squad, and I'm thankful that Cal Perry does not let his kids jack up that many shots.
Well, and you got – but you he's the man for Purdue. It's a different dynamic.
I don't care who you are, dude. Anthony Davis,
yeah, you got
all-time most decorated player in Kentucky history for one season, took the fifth most shots on that team.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
He took some bad shots,
if you guys had won, which you came close to winning that game, he would have been your MVP.
He did not. He did not play well.
That was unbelievable. See, anyway, I lost respect for Matt Painter for not keeping his team under more control.
Well, they did. They were up on him. They were.
Your all's energy was there. But,
it was.
But your all's energy does not make him make the decision to take poor shots.
He
all
took
the time,
some bad shots.
You know? So.
He did.
That's true. Yeah, you guys have a scoring problem right now, no question about
it's
it.
Not
so,
golf.
Chad, real quick, we're running short on time. This show's flown by. Upcoming games, real quick.
Upcoming games. I can't even
if you're not ready,
straight.
I'll go ahead.
No,
again, I've already mentioned it. We've got Auburn this Saturday. Again, Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers coming in to Rupp. They're hot. They've won two in a row. It's on ESPN at 12:30, I think.
CBS.
Thanks, Walker, the intern. And then we've got Arkansas next Tuesday in Rupp Arena. And Arkansas, you guys know them pretty well from earlier this year. They got the good big man, but
Gafford's a stud.
You know what, though?
He's a good player.
You guys had him gassed at the end of the game.
We did.
And I watched another night. He's still out of shape. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Mike Anderson has not done a good job in Arkansas as the protege from the Nolan Richardson years.
Yep.
So you're upcoming games.
Yeah, so we play Iowa tomorrow night on the road.
At Iowa. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. They're hot.
They are. I will say last year Indiana did beat Iowa on the road.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, that's
true.
There's some opportunity
it was
there.
It was a good game at Assembly, too, earlier.
It was. Say. Iowa's defensive efficiency is high, so that should allow the offensive struggles that we have to get some good shots. So that's a potential win. I mean, it's – right now, IU is a 6-point dog in that game. So it's a possibility. Iowa's kind of having a dream season, though. I don't know if you guys have watched some of that. They've had like two or three buzzer beaters.
Yeah. Backed up the corner.
Yeah.
That was the Weiss. What was the
kid's Weisskamp.
Name?
Joe Weisskamp.
Yep.
So
that's crazy.
And then Wisconsin next weekend. So at home. And again, it's a winnable game. Wisconsin.
Next weekend?
Yeah. The 26th. What would that be?
next.
That's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. So we both play on Tuesday then.
Yeah.
We both have home games next Tuesday.
Yep. Eventually, I'm going to be right, so I'm going to say that we sweep those two games.
Well, there you go. There's some positive.
That means one of us is getting dockage. So.
Oh, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I know both fan bases give Dockage grief. He did our game at Florida, and I sent him a tweet. He did an excellent job calling the Kentucky-Florida game. I mean, I know he's controversial, but he does have the number one midday sports radio talk show in America, so he's doing something right.
He gets grief because he's very knowledgeable, obviously, but he's very hypocritical, too, and people call him on that. That's why I don't sometimes like him.
And he loves talking about how his wife looks like Jennifer Aniston. Did you know that?
Is that? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he talks about that all the time.
So he married up then, I guess.
All right, everybody in the crowd, any more comments or questions before we break out of here?
Lisa, you got a comment or question?
Wayne, we'll see you, man.
Incognito.
Wayne. In black, like Johnny Cash.
Thanks, Wayne. See you, buddy.
Yeah. Zach Martin, no comments tonight? You're staying
Wayne. Wayne didn't bring you his stat sheet this, this year.
No spreadsheets, three-ring binders this year.
Zach Martin had a great stat last week
great
about coaches and national championships, and it had me sold for about 3 days. And then we lost to Purdue, and I lost it again. So maybe you need to read that to me again, Zach. And I just
you need to read that again.
Chad, you'll be all right, man.
Gary Parrish said that Archie Miller will be the coach of Indiana in 2025. I thought that was interesting.
All right, what's your percentage chance of that happening?
Wow, we can set another bet tonight if we want.
I'll give it 29.
I would say around 20 to 30%. I think Archie will be back next year, but he's on the hot seat. Would you agree with that?
Very hot seat.
No.
Well,
no
I'll
kidding.
Tell you what, okay.
You got to win now, man.
All right, we're down to 40 seconds, but for him to be here in 2025, recruiting. So right now, how do you think that stands? Because, you know, they're taking some hits.
Okay, but with recruiting,
to his point, it's turning into a 4-5-6 year rebuild.
Yep.
They got to play better to get good recruiting.
That's exactly right.
It's a chicken and egg thing.
Can't be 13-13.
Proof is in the pudding. Pudding.
Not always.
It is.
Tell you what, folks, we've had a fantastic time here at Bar Louie.
Thank you guys.
Really, really appreciate all the support, you guys coming out. Again, thank you to the Bar Louie staff and ownership.
German American Bank.
All right. Thanks to German American Bank. We'll get the Go Big Blue chant going. Love it. We'll be back next week.
Adios.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union, offering vertical checking plus ATM reimbursement. Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Red Blue Hoops is a production of WNIN Tri-State Public Media. The executive producer is Brad Kimmel. Steve Berger is the producer. Maria Thomas is the technical director. The opinions in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of the WNIN staff or board of directors, or for that matter, Purdue fans, Evansville fans, USI fans, Louisville fans, and certainly not Duke fans.